Hello, friend. Welcome to the Car Accident Lawyer Podcast. If you or a loved one have been injured in a car accident, please immediately call 888-878-5605. Again, that number is 888-878-5605, or reach out via the link in the show notes so you can get the help you need with the very best legal representation in the country. It's a no-cost way to assure you have the best lawyer representation, and as importantly, you and your loved ones get the care you deserve. That number again, 888-878-5605. Now on to the show. Angel, welcome back.
Glad to be back.
Today, we have an interesting discussion around, are parents liable for the accidents that their kids cause? Because some listener right now may have been hit by an underage driver. Yeah. It's not their fault. And now they're listening to this thinking, okay, how's this going to work? Or they might be thinking, this is a young person. I'm not going to get any money.
Right. Here's the deal. Most of us are aware that drivers under the age of 18 are the most expensive drivers to insure. I mean, I think any parent knows that, right? Like my 16-year-old son costs like five times more than a 45-year-old parent might cost, right? And so, there's a reason for that, right? Young drivers tend to get in more accidents. And so there's a high likelihood that many of the listeners have had this happen. And so when it happens, the question is, okay, are the parents responsible? Are they liable? And the answer is, it depends. And it depends on is whether or not there was going to be an argument made that this parent knew that they had a lousy driver. So, for instance, this young person has already been in an accident or two or three, or this person has had three speeding tickets, and the parents need to sort of be thinking, should we entrust our vehicles? Because generally it's the parents' vehicle. Should we entrust our vehicles to this 16, 17-year-old kid? And if so, are we liable? If those facts are, as I just suggested, true, then yeah, the parent is definitely responsible on a negligent entrustment theory. But here's really the practical effect and what all listeners should take away. And that is, when our firm has a 16, 17-year-old driver that has caused injuries to one of our clients, we sue that driver because that's how it works. You got to sue the driver. But we also sue the parents under a negligent entrustment theory, even if we can't get to the facts with all the speeding tickets or a bunch of prior wrecks. And it's largely because at the end of the day, it's almost always the parents' insurance policy anyway. And so the parents' policies cover not just their own cars, but generally their minor children's cars. And so they're going to pay. You're going to get the coverage that mom and dad have anyway. It's very rare that you wouldn't. And so we go ahead and sue everyone just as an abundance of caution. But ultimately, that doesn't mean the parents are liable. But if it was the parents' insurance policy, then it's the same thing, really. Do we care? No, we care for the insurance company to play fair and pay the maximum amount that we can get for our clients.
That makes sense. And I think as you're talking, and I'm putting myself in the seat of the listener right now, you, the listener, are probably wanted an answer to this question. Here's my advice. Do not try to do this yourself.
Right.
You got the information from Angel. Okay. He is a lawyer. He's been doing this for 30 years and he knows it.
Yeah.
But what this is not going to cost you.
No.
So it sounds like a commercial. It is a commercial. It's not really, it's a good commercial because it's true that you got to call Angel Reyes Associates to get a lawyer who is going to represent you and make sure you do this right. Because if you're listening and you think you're gonna do it because you're worried about the money, one is you're not gonna pay any money. If it's not your fault, it's not your fault.
Right.
Two is, if you make one mistake, and you said this, and it's one thing that stuck in my mind, Angel, is you get one shot. Mm-hmm. This is not, oh, hey, judge, can we reverse this? Like it's all forward.
Yep.
And you make the wrong mistake, it's over. Your opportunity
it vaporizes, it disappears.
It's like this.
Mm-hmm. And so by having a good lawyer, good law firm helping you, you're going to avoid those missteps. And you know, look, we're going to advise you all the way through, and it will just serve you better. And at the end of the day, you know, people that are represented in car wrecks by lawyers get almost 30% more of a total recovery than non-represented injury victims. So it would behoove you to engage with a competent law firm.
Yeah, that's right. So check the show notes, call the number, visit the website. People here at Angel Reyes Associates are available all the time for you, and they'll start taking care of you from the first minute you dial in. So make that call. Angel, thanks a lot for the advice.
Glad to be here.
And bye, everyone. That's the show for today. We hope this information was helpful. If you or a loved one have been injured in a car accident, please immediately call 888-878-5605. Again, that number, 888-878-5605. Or reach out via the link in the show notes so you can get the help you need with the best legal representation in the country. It's a no-cost way to assure you have the best lawyer representation, and as importantly, you and your loved ones get the care you deserve. Again, that number is 888-878-5605.